Hello and welcome back to Season 7 of the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. I hope you had a wonderful summer. Welcome back and join us as we go on this new journey with this brand new Sefer. Very exciting to present it to you, the Living Lessons edition of the Pirkei Avos. You can get it, livinglessons.com. It is beautifully illustrated, beautifully laid out, and it is really meant for families, for kids and young and old alike. Beautiful. Hopefully we'll keep it to that 5 to 10 minutes on the Monday to Thursday weekdays, besides for the Jewish holidays, which we have a lot coming up. And we shall begin right now with the beginning of the Mishnah and the beginning statement. Kol Yisrael Yisum Chelik La'olam Haba. All of the Bnei Yisrael have a portion in the world to come. Everyone does. You just have to grab it. Shnemar, as it says, Ve'amech Kulim Tzadikim La'olam Yershu Aretz Netzer Mata'ay Ma'ase Yadai Lehisva'er. It says in Yeshaya regarding Bnei Yisrael, upon Mashiach's arrival, your people are all tzaddikim. They will all inherit Eretz Yisrael forever. They will never be exiled from it again. All will recognize that they are the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, in which I, Hashem, take pride. Basically telling us, we are given the privilege of getting an allotment in Israel and in the world to come. We just have to grab it through mitzvos, through chesed, through Torah learning each and every day. And now we begin with this beautiful sefer with the first Mishnah. Moshe kibul Torah misinai masur lehoshua v'yoshua lezakenim lezakenim levim. Moshe received the entire Torah, both the Torah shebachsav, the Torah shebal peh from Hashem at Har Sinai. He then passed it on by teaching it to Yoshua, who became the leader of Bnei Yisrael after Moshe passed away. Yoshua passed it on to the elder leaders who led after he passed away. The elders passed it on to the prophets, beginning with Shmuel Hanavi. I didn't always know that. When Neviim Mesura LeAnshei Knesset HaGadol, the prophets passed it on to Anshei Knesset HaGadol, a group of Chachamim who led Bnei Yisrael after the times of the Neviim. Heim Amru Shalosh HaDevarim. They said three things. The following three things. Obviously, they said a lot more, but they said the following three things. Havi Misunim Badin. Be patient in judgment. V'hamidu Talmidim Harbein. And make for yourself, establish many students. The Asyu Siag LaTorah, make a protective fence for the Torah. Establish rules for yourself to keep you from doing averos. And each page has fascinating things, some living lessons, some biography, word power behind the quote sparks, and a story. We're going to try to get to all of them so that everyone can benefit, not just adults, from this new season of the TTPA. Torah is not just another subject. It is Hashem's holy wisdom. When we learn it, we can connect with Him and know how to lead our lives. The five stages that the Torah goes through in this Mishnah hint to five important steps in learning Torah. Humility. Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble person who ever lived. From him we learn that to be successful in Torah learning, we must be humble. Devotion. Yehoshua was wholeheartedly devoted to his teacher, Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to receive the Torah, Yehoshua waited for his return at the foot of the mountain for the entire 40 days and 40 nights. From Yehoshua we learn that in order to succeed in Torah learning, we must devote ourselves to it completely, learning day and night. Diligence from the Zakenim. An elder, a Zakein, refers to someone who has gained much wisdom. Zashakana Chachma, Zakein. We learn from the Zakenim to work hard to understand Torah. Don't just say the words, try to really understand what you are learning. Hashem's help. The Neviim teach us that as smart as we may be, we need to Hashem's help to understand Torah properly. Just as a Navi, like Shmuel, receives his Nevuah from Hashem, only with the help of Hashem can we be successful and accurate in our understanding of Torah. Application. The Anshei Knesset HaGadol established halachos from the Torah learning referred to as takanos. We learn from them that our Torah study must also be applied to our practical lives. Do share. Sharing isn't only for toys and ice cream. The Anshei Knesset HaGadol knew that if people wouldn't share their Torah knowledge, Torah would be lost. God forbid. This is why the very beginning of Pirkei Avos teaches us about sharing Torah knowledge with others. The Anshei Knesset HaGadol was a group made up of 120 Nevi'im and Chachamim who formed the highest Jewish court until a few decades after the second Beis HaMikdash was built. Ezra HaSofer, who led the Jews back to Eretz Yisrael after the 70 years of Galus Bavel, headed this assembly. Some of its members were Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, the last of the prophets, Daniel, Mordechai HaTzadik, Nehemiah, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They established many of our daily practices, including the standard text of the main part of davening, the Shemona Esrei, Brachos on food, Kiddush, and Havdalah. And the Anshei Knesset HaGadol were Torah leaders. The three things that they teach in this mission are critical for Torah leaders to know. Why are the details of the Masorah mentioned at the beginning of Pirkei Avos? Pirkei Avos is full of life lessons, morals, and guidance for life. Therefore, the Mishnah begins right away by emphasizing that even these moral and ethical ideas of the Chachamim are not man-made ideas. They are also Hashem's wisdom that Moshe received directly from him and passed down to us. The question is, Mesinai, why does the Mishnah say that Moshe received the Torah from Sinai and not from Hashem or at Sinai? Moshe received two important lessons from Har Sinai. Har Sinai was the smallest mountain which taught the importance of humility. At the same time, Har Sinai was a mountain and not a valley, teaching the importance of Jewish pride. Being proud of your holy neshama will give you the courage to fight for what's right. And lastly, Astora, the Torah should not be forgotten. Rav Chiya noticed that the Torah was being forgotten because there weren't enough teachers, so he made a plan to correct this and got to work. He planted flax, made nets from the flax cords, and trapped deer. He shechted the deer, gave the meat to poor orphans, and used the deer skins to prepare scrolls of parchment. On the scrolls, he wrote the five books of Chumash, the sixth Siddurim of Mishnah. He traveled to many towns where there were no teachers, gave each scroll to a different child, and taught it to him. Before leaving the town, he instructed each child to teach the scroll he learned to other children. In this way, he saved the Torah from being forgotten. So we learn a little bit about different aspects, some biography, some quotes, some sparks, and some word power, and a story and living lessons to try to infuse our days. Join us next time as we, God willing, move over to Mishnah 2, to Mishnah Bet here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.